In France, more debate today on a new law that would ban all religious symbols from schools. That means no large crosses, no yarmulkes, and no headscarves. While it would affect every religion, the law is being criticized as singling out Muslims. But other groups are also complaining. There's a small community of Sikhs in France, and they're worried that their turbans will be banned too. John Lawrenson begins this report from a Sikh demonstration in Paris.
Black ones, orange ones, blue ones, red ones. There are turbans not quite as far as the eye can see, but an impressive number nevertheless. The organisers say half of the 7,000-strong Sikh population of France is here to explain they must wear their turbans because their religious teaching forbids them from cutting their hair, and being forced to remove their turbans would be a humiliation. Visit the headquarters of French Sikhism and it's easier to see why it was that France failed to consult the Sikhs when it was drafting its proposed law. The Gurdwara Singh Sabha temple in the poor Parisian suburb of Bobigny is tucked away at the end of a little residential street and looks like any other neat suburban house. Push the door though and it's like walking into India. Two men cut onions while another 10 sit cross-legged eating courgette curry and chapatis under pictures of the Golden Temple of Amritsar, the holy place of Sikhism. All the school-aged Sikhs I spoke to here said they've already had problems at school because of the turban. 19-year-old Kamvir Singh was turned away by 5 schools and has been warned that if the law goes through, he may have to leave his current one.
If this law passes and if it ban our turban, I prefer to leave the school than to leave my faith, my opinion, my philosophy.
Would you consider leaving France?
No. France is my mother country. I haven't been to India. I just have the culture of India. I am a French. My great-grandfather came here and battled with the British army against the Germans for the French liberty.
For the revolutionaries who set up the first French Republic 2 centuries ago, French liberty was more about freedom from religion than freedom of religion. Polls show that that opinion is shared by most French lawmakers and most of the French public today. Although Kamvir says he'd never leave France, one of his friends at the temple, Manpreet Singh, says most could be forced to go.
La majeure partie des jeunes Sikhs.
Most school-aged Sikhs would have to stop going to school, so those who really want to study, work hard, and get on in life will be obliged to leave France. They'll go to England, to Germany, somewhere where the government is more tolerant.
Sikhs are hoping that the worst can be avoided through the recognition that turbans do not fall within the parameters of the law because they're not, strictly speaking, symbols of the Sikh faith. Kamvir Singh again.
The turban, for me, is not a religious symbol. Philosophically, it's an obligation, but not a symbol, because a lot of people around the world, even African girls, even, you know, in Philippines, Taiwan, or India, lots of people are taking turban on them head, but they are not Sikhs.
With the government straining to appear even-handed in its treatment of the Muslims, it's going to be politically very difficult to make what would inevitably look like an exception for the Sikhs. Every evening, the Sikhs of Bobigny come together to sing and pray in the hope that their future in France won't be put in jeopardy. For Day to Day, this is John Lawrenson in Paris.